much time for me and you. Before we know it, it will all be gone. Let's take the long way around the world.
Across the continental United States to the west and across the Pacific Ocean, you come to the Hawaiian Islands. And if you've ever been blessed to visit Lahaina on the island of Maui, consider yourself especially blessed, because it's gone this morning, and 36 people are gone with it, according to Maui County. They are asking people not to go to Maui, the entire island, right now, because flames roared through the night. Children and adults had to dive into the ocean for safety. 271 structures damaged or destroyed, and other people injured as well, too. Danielle Tucker has been for a long time a reporter in Hawaii and hosts the Golf Club radio show, and a dear friend of mine who is up early this morning in the islands. It happened in the dark last night that this wildfire hit Lahaina. I'm sorry under the circumstances to join you here on our AT&T microphones, but welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you very much, Michael Patrick. It's good to be with you.
Would you explain to the people listening right now what Lahaina, I was going to say is, I guess was is the way to say it now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible. It was the whaling port, you know, the place where, I mean, that's the history of it, hundreds of years ago. And then it became the destination everybody wanted to go to because it looked like an old town. It was kept that way, but it wasn't an old town. It was vibrant and fun, and people just loved going there because you walked down the street, the ocean was there, you saw the ships. There were, it was, again, it was a wonderful, wonderful place. It was a wonderful, wonderful place, and now it's devastated. I mean, war zone, when you look at the video, I'm sure you're seeing it on your local news channels, it's just awful, and it's hard to understand that that's not the only place on Maui that was devastated. Kula, another beautiful upcountry little town. Everywhere, it's just, when we had this high-pressure system that was just fanning us, and it was wonderful because it's been a hot summer. Everybody knows it's been a hot summer. We were getting some trade winds to just keep us, like, not going insane. And then there was this Hurricane Dora zooming down the Category 4 hurricane that kept, not on us, it was just south of us, but between the low pressure and the high pressure, there was no humidity, nothing left really in the air to keep things moist. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was standing next to a lava flow when Kalapana was destroyed on Hawaii Island, on the Big Island. And what was incredible about the things I saw there was the lava would just suck everything out of the trees, the buildings, and of course, people had been evacuated long before. I just, as a news reporter, I was allowed in, but I saw trees just with the lava very, very far away still just go poof, and then a building would just start burning. And that's kind of what was happening on Maui. Yeah, you know, for days, it's just been burning and burning and burning. There's nothing left, moisture left. There's no defense in the plants and the buildings. And it's something we have never seen here. And, you know, we would never want anyone. As those wildfires, we call the mainland because you are the mainland, the big area, the continental United States. And but we've not seen this before. And it's really hard to look at. And it's, I can't imagine this one man who was trying to get people out of the water, finding bodies in the water because they fled Lahaina. It was right on the water. They had to run into the ocean. And some people, they're looking for people who may still be missing. They've asked the Coast Guard have asked boaters to be on the lookout for any survivors who may be out in the water still. You know, I mean, God, I pray if there's somebody out there that they're surviving and that somebody will find them. It's so so horrible. And when we found out that the death toll went from 6 to 36, mm-hmm. 36 people, Michael Patrick, I'm sorry, I'm just floored by the whole scene. And it's just a terrible time.
To put it in context for the Michigan listeners, because I know you've been to northern Michigan, would it be the size of Lahaina and the significance in tourism of Lahaina similar to, say, Mackinac Island?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lahaina's the engine, you know, the economic engine. It's where everybody wants to go to Lahaina at least once when you come to Maui. You've got to go to Front Street. Mm-hmm. You know, besides the fact that there are hundreds of people with devastation, and I should say hundreds because I don't know the true number. It could mm-hmm. be more. It could be thousands. I don't know because nobody knows yet. They've got people coming in, FEMA's coming in, trying to figure out exactly what the situation is there. And as a reporter, I've been reporting on the road closures. You can't get through here. You can't get through there. You can't escape the fire this way. And now they're trying to get people out and all the roads. And I think about Michigan, and I don't, you know, it's so green, and it's always been green on Maui, but green in a different way. And so close to the ocean and the sea and the saltiness of it, you know, it's just really hard. Lahaina is the economic engine of Maui, and it's a huge engine for the entire state. So what has happened not only to the people who live there, but to the economy that was already just trying to come back, you know, after the pandemic,
The town dates back to the 1700s, and it's very near Kanapali there in the golf resorts. If we get to the stage where we can talk about recovery, even if it were rebuilt, it wouldn't be the same, would it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. History is, you know, it's like walking in a museum mm-hmm. because it went back hundreds of years. And, you know, the Hawaiian people and their homes and their schools and their just their history was just obliterated. It's hard to look at Lahaina, the video and the photographs that we're seeing. It's like, that's not Hawaii. That's not Lahaina. That's not Maui. You know, boy... Talk about climate change. You know, this is outrageous.
I imagine really that hard. Your broadcast on Saturday will be retooled at least to speak to the golf clubs around that area. How can we hear it here in Michigan?
Oh, you're so wonderful. It's radiogolfclub.com. So it's a club of people to get together, and we're on the radio. We're live streaming live.
Okay, and of course, Spartans would know the Maui Classic. They went many times there to Lahaina, but no more. Danielle Tucker, mahalo. It's Michael Patrick Shields, worldwide at MIBigShow.com.